I'm Ellen, and you're listening to The Curvy Pod. My mission is to share conversations with entrepreneurial-spirited women and discuss how they break through barriers to live above the curve and create meaning in their life.
I'm Caitlin, on for Ellen, and we're looking back at some of our favorite Curvy Pod moments from 2019, in case you missed it. All year, we've asked the same questions to all of our guests with the hope of identifying behaviors and thought patterns that have enabled these women to live above the curve. On today's episode, we explore the idea of trusting your gut by doing more of what you love through the perspective of five of our previous guests. All of our guests' info can be found on our Instagram at TheCurvyPod. So please check us out, like, follow, share the good vibes, and let's jump right on in.
I think it is always about to trust yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I got advice even from my father, who was an actor. The fear, right? You have this creative being, and yet you're like, oh, no, you must survive. You must have a survival job. You must be safe. You must have a husband. You must.
Right.
I would never say that to you. Mm-hmm. I would say you have no choice but to be yourself. And the one thing he would say to me, which I really do believe, is you must trust yourself. And you must go, you must listen to the deepest place of yourself and find those things that when you get, I'm scared, I should be doing it this way, blah, 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 that you almost go into a cave, a monastic cave, and you really just hold yourself.
So my advice is like, follow the instinct. Your instinct, like, it's leading you. It's like dropping these hints of where you should go.
Dude, that gives me goosebumps. That's
but good. It, I mean, it's true. When I look at my life and I look at how even becoming a fit model, I answered an ad. We're looking for a bra model. So I didn't know what a bra model was. I didn't know, you know, I answered the ad and I get a call from one of the head designers maybe 2 weeks later. And there it is. I started my first day there. Mm-hmm. And then once that happened, and then came Alila. But these business techniques and mindset that I have gathered throughout my entrepreneurship, my college degree, it led me to be able to step up in that moment. It's like, if you look at your life, you'll see these just hints, everything just leading you exactly to where you need to be. So mm-hmm. I say follow your instincts.
There's the highway, there's a back road, it's a frontage road, mm-hmm. it's a toll road. Everyone's on a different one. You're going to get there at different times. You're going to have a different path, but it's okay. Right. We're not in a race.
Did you feel you were in a race at points?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And when I stopped trying to attain success in the craft that I knew innately that I was not meant for, I was trying so hard to be on that road, to get to that, to get to the toll booth, to get to the bridge, to get to the stoplight, and everyone else was zooming by me. As simple as I can say it, the minute that I stopped trying to pursue something that I knew wasn't in my heart, the better my life got.
But I didn't know what I wanted to do, and that's when my sister said, just don't swim upstream. What do you really want to do? I said, I just want to go to Africa. She goes, done.
And you did?
Just go to Africa. And I did. And so I moved to Angola. Originally, just for a 3-month stint, I was going to do some nonprofit work. And within the week of me being there, I just fell in love with the smell, with the taste of everything. Everything was fresh. It was like by the ocean. It was smell of like red clay and mangoes. And I said, no, 3 months will definitely not be enough for me here. I need to stay here for a bit longer. Within that same time frame, like a week, I met my now husband. Mm-hmm. So things...
I knew you were going to say that.
Things
I chills
flow.
No, I'm so moved by this because it brings us back to what we were just saying, that you listen to your inner GPS, taking it one step at a time. Had you created some image of what you were supposed to do, you would have blocked out all those possibilities. Yeah. You wouldn't have met your husband. True. Those are the whispers we have to listen to, the ones that say go to Africa.
Yeah, and the sister who tells you, get off your ass.
Whoever it is, it should be easy. And so if the thing that you are doing right now is feeling like a resistance and a push, you have got to listen to your whispers and do something else for a minute.
Yeah.
If you unplug for a minute, a new thing will come. Don't try to create something that you feel everyone else thinks you need to do.
Yeah.
You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then you might
push.
And
you
then,
don't push.
Like you said, that thing might not work out, but you'll meet your husband.
I'm faithful that the journey that I'm on is meant to be. It's exactly, I had to go through the struggle in order to understand what I know as truth today. But if someone is starting with all that has happened in the last 40 years, that's starting today, to bless more of themselves and their journey than tearing themselves apart. That is the number one thing. You're not going to be seen as foolish that you're just happy. Why can't you be happy with the knowledge of how hard it is out there? You'll attract more positive, you'll attract more good, you'll attract more opportunities into your life, and they will never end if you continue to see the best part of life.
Thank you for listening to The Curvy Pod. Let's continue living above the curve.